This was Bankery High Street in the year 1938, south side of D Street and High Street. School's out and I'm on my way home. I cross the street at Cook the Grocer's as I have to go down D Street to collect fish for our tea. On the corner is a big ironmonger's shop, Johnny Hall. It's full of interesting things for the house and garden. Dishes, pots and pans, cutlery and cleaning things. Lots of tools and carpenter's things too. Lamb's cycle shop is next. I don't have a bicycle yet. A little further on, two steps lead up to Miss Durwood's little bakery. She sells scones, pancakes and oatcakes, and they're all home bakes. After this is a wide lane and then Davidson the painter. His son Bob is a year or two older than me. Next is Miss Geddes, a little sweetie shop, and then, quite an exciting one, where water runs down the window from the top. Looks like a curtain. This is Mrs. Smith's fish shop, and the water is to keep the window glass cool. Mrs. Smith's fish shop was Elsie Tuch. I go down to the corner shop, though, the dairy, where we buy milk, eggs, cheese and things. Mrs. Donald makes the best strawberry ice cream in the world. I want to get a penny cone. Mrs. Donald was Tibby Ewan. There are no shops on the other side, just Belfield House and Garden. Dr. Park lives there. In front of Belfield is a big park where we had a pageant last year at the coronation. We all got badges and a coronation spoon. It was quite exciting. Beside the gate is Mr. Barry, the photographer's shop. I could go home along Bridge Street, as it's very interesting. There's a lemonade factory and a gaswork, among other things. I've collected the parcel of fish. I hope it has no bones in it, and I set off along the High Street again. The first door is Mr. Laws, the dentist. I hurry past here. He's a nice man, but I don't like his surgery place. Then we have the Miss Hunter's Green Grocery. They are two sisters who wear their hair in plaits pinned around their ears. A lane leads to the bakery at the back of Lenny's shops. The first one is a newsagent, stationery and fancy goods. It was run by Betty Lenny and her sister May, who has recently married my uncle and gone to live in Edinburgh. The door to their home is next, and then the baker's shop, where Rita Lenny manages things. At Easter, they make little cakes like birds' nests with tiny marzipan eggs in them and a chicken on the top. There are three brothers, Tom, Peter and Bob, and a sister, Nell, who is married to Mr. Humble, the farmer at the Lay Crathis. We visit there with Aunt May. A little open stairs run up the side of the baker's shops to a door into the rooms in the roof. Maybe this was once a separate house. The next building is quite high. There are two shops with matching curved name boards above the windows. The first is Hosey's, where Miss Ray runs another stationer's shop. Next door is Strachan the Butcher, more sawdust and huge sides of meat hanging up. We get our meat here, and Mr. Strachan, or one of the men, cuts off the bit you want. I am sent here for meat called lights for the cat. Above Strachan's shop is a window where a stout lady called Jean Grey is often sitting. We all wave to her on the way to school or coming home, and she waves back. Miss Bella Todd lives in one of these flats also. Her family once owned the building, and she is a great golfer. Another lane, then Simpson the chemist. The coalman, Charlie Simon, keeps his lorry down the lane. Beside the chemist in the same block is Beatty the grocer. He has two sons, Ian, in my class, and Gordon, a bit older. Next is William Gray the baker, but the shop is actually Mr. James Burnett's. He is provost of Bankery and made a speech at our school prize giving. I got a book for a prize. His shop has pretty paper bags with a picture of the Bridge of Fuch on it. Burnett's, like Lenny's, make super cakes. I like the little sponge ones with chocolate on top, shaped like a rabbit. The butteries are good too, a halfpenny each. Mr. Burnett and his son do the baking. There are three girls, Betty, Mary and Ruby. They are all a bit older than me. Betty was Britannia in the pageant last year, and there was a maypole to dance around too. Mr. Burnett has a horse-drawn van which trades around. Arthur Meggies is the driver. He looks after the horse. His son Arthur is at school with me. The last shop in this block is Peter Stewart, ladies and gents hairdresser, tobacconist and fancy goods. There's a striped pole outside to show it's a barber's shop. Last winter, there was a beautiful doll's tea set in the window with lots of other toys, and I got it for my Christmas present. The lane beside this shop leads down to Burnett's Bakery and passes the post office sorting office. There is an open stair behind this, which leads up to the post office house, where my granny and grandad, Mr. Atkinson, lived until he retired as postmaster 3 years ago. My friend Mina Leonard lives in the house at the corner of the lane, Salina Cottage. Nobody knows who Salina was, but it's one of the oldest houses in Bankery. Mr. Walker is the postmaster now. The post office building is quite big and important. There are stone ornaments like big acorns outside the upstairs windows. I used to sit there with Granny and look out. Beside the post office is the telegraph office with Miss Young in charge. The Bankery Hotel is next, set further back from the street. It's an old building too, and there are cobblestones in front of it, different to anywhere else in the street. Now I pass the North of Scotland Bank, with railings separating it from the pavement. Mr. Middleton is the banker, and we'd a Christmas party there, but Sheila Grant and I were scared at the crackers. Now there's another lane which leads down to Grassick's house. They own Blacklaw's shop across the lane. It's another grocer draper shop, quite a big one, filling the whole block. My dad came here to work in 1911 when he was just 18. Mum arrived in 1910, aged 10, when Grandad was a new postmaster. Brother Leslie was 6. I heard my dad say Blacklaw's might be closing down soon. There's a little iron outside stair at the end of this block. I think people must have lived above the shop once. A narrow gap, closed by a fence, divides this block from the next one, which is owned by Frank Crystal, a painter. He rents the first half to my dad, James Anderson, who is a fruiterer and confectioner. Anderson the carrier, no relation, is delivering orange-coloured boxes of bananas and two big square boxes with wreaths. These have come out from Aberdeen on his lorry. Sissy Darwood, same family as the shoe shop, works in our shop. She has the most beautiful red-gold hair. The paint shop is next door. Daughter Helena is a bit older than me. Mr. Crystal plays in the pipe band. The Douglas Hotel is joined to this block, and after the public bar, there's a little saddler's shop where you can get school bags and leather things mended. After this comes Lamb's Garage with the petrol pumps outside, and then Kineski Road and the Town Hall. Bobby Ewan is in my class. His dad is the hall keeper, and they live at the back of the hall. I have to cross the road because there's no pavement along the Bowling Green or after it, just a white paling until you reach the railway bridge, where I have to cross again to get home.